That was the introduction to Sexy Daddy by Destiny's Child. But this is the introduction to Telltale Would Recommend. Hi, it's me, Talani.
And me, Gina.
How are you, Gina?
That was a great intro. I'm very well. How are you?
I'm great.
You are looking fantastic.
Bex, I just come back from holiday. I just came back from holiday. Mm-hmm. And do you know what? It was a different kind of holiday for me. What are you like on holiday? Are you like, you want to see sights, you want to go adventure stuff, or you're like, sit by the pool, eat, rave?
Oh, good question. I am, this is a cop-out, but I'm definitely a bit of both. I would say I'm a little bit more on the touristy do and see things side than I am stay by the pool all day, every day. I don't think I could go on holiday with somebody who just wants to stay by the pool.
Yeah, you want to do something.
Yeah, what about you?
Do you know what? This was the first holiday that I did touristy stuff. Normally,
really?
I know, it sounds really bad. I don't care.
Wow.
I don't care about that building. Like, when I went to Paris, we did a 12-hour walk around of touristy stuff. I don't care about the Louvre. I don't care.
Right.
I don't care who built it. I don't care who... I don't care.
Right. That's really interesting.
I'm glad it's here.
Yeah.
But sure.
I do kind of hear that, though. Like, one thing that I don't really care about is...
buildings.
Well, I don't really care about... I don't even really often care about the food. Like, I don't need to eat... Like, when I was in Switzerland, I didn't feel like I needed to eat the Swiss food.
Oh, okay, so I'll eat their food.
Really?
Yeah. I'll always eat food that is known for that region. So Malta is known for rabbit, and I tried rabbit.
Oh, did you?
How was it? Tastes like chicken. And I know it's such a black thing for me to say, and I'm disappointed that I'm saying it, but
That's all we have to say. Everything tastes like chicken.
No, I've never tried frog legs, but this does taste like chicken. Mm. Like, it really, really does. So yes, I did all the touristy stuff. I went island hopping.
Yeah.
I went to a cave. I swam in the sea. I got bit by a jellyfish.
Did you?
Yeah. I got stung.
I didn't see that on your Instagram story.
Yeah, I got stung. It stung me.
Oh my God. I've always wondered what that feels like. Is it horrible?
It's like a sting, and then your skin bubbles up. And then I thought my friend had to pee on me.
Stop it.
And then it was me and my friend in a boat, and then these two men. And I was like, who's going to piss on me?
Is that a lie?
No, genuinely. No one pissed on me, though. I didn't let them piss on me. They were like, nobody has to piss on you.
So hold on. I thought someone did have to pee on you.
Friends made it up. It's not
no,
a thing.
No, that's a lie.
No, it's not a thing. Like, it doesn't heal.
No, it is a thing.
Pissing on you doesn't heal anything. I think it was just a fabricated lie from friends.
Do you know how many people have been pissed on?
No, that's not anything. I was genuinely thought someone was going to piss on me. And then I was going to pick one of the two men because I was like, I don't want my friend to crouch over my leg.
Oh my God.
But with them, they can just get it out and pee.
Yeah. So you were going to get that man?
Yeah, I was going to get the man to piss on me, the tour guide. He would have done it if I begged.
It's like, whoa. But it's not that kind of party.
I've got a cream, just put the cream on it. And I just put the cream on it, it was fine.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh my God, what an experience.
But yeah, I had a great time.
Good for you.
I had an amazing time and yeah, hold tight, Malta. Anyway, enough holiday talk.
Mm-hmm.
I did catch up with some... do you know what I'm really into? I download stuff to watch on my flight.
Okay, yeah.
Because you know that it's not every flight that has a screen. Yeah. If you know what I'm saying. Some flights, it's your mobile phone.
Sometimes somebody isn't money.
Held
in.
Like that. To be able to watch it. So I downloaded a few shows to watch and it really helped in my flight. So I watched... what did I watch whilst I was on the plane? I watched Our Father.
Yes. I've also watched Our Father. Obviously, we spoke about it last week. Way worse than I thought it would be.
Yeah.
Way worse than I thought. Like, just...
It was a lot worse than I thought it would be. It was just really dark. And do you know what? When I first started watching it, I was like, it feels like a dark, twisted Jane the Virgin. So
yeah.
Doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. You're so right. I had that. I was thinking that as well. That's the only other thing that I've watched that has that kind of content in it.
Mm-hmm.
So if you haven't watched Our Father, obviously we didn't give this as homework, but essentially it's a documentary about... a former doctor who was helping a bunch of different women who were like looking, they were basically going to this fertility doctor to help get pregnant. And they later found out, or in fact, the kids found out that their mothers had all been artificially inseminated with the sperm of this fertility doctor.
Yeah, without consent. Like, without he's done it without consent. Some of them, he's told them that it's their partner's sperm that he's used.
Yes.
A whilst others, it said it's junior doctors.
Yes.
And he told them that he doesn't use sperm more than three times, which was a lie, because not only do he use his own sperm, but there are, I think, 60-something odd kids with his... used by him, made by him.
Yeah, it's actually 91.
Is it 91?
Yeah.
It's a 91!
Yeah, it's honestly... The thing about this documentary, the way that it's done...
Is that fertile?
That is... it's just... Honestly, it doesn't even bear thinking about. is that every single time, like in the doc, basically, like someone will say something like, oh, and there couldn't possibly be any more than 15. And then the next thing will be like, it just, the tally goes more. Up to like child 23. And you're like, what is wrong with this person? Like it was,
Within what span did he do with all of that in 91 children?
I actually don't know.
Because like, a lot of the kids are around the same age.
They are,
They're all around the same age. They're all in like, their 30s and their 40s. Mm-hmm. And I just feel like male contraception should be the biggest thing if this is the biggest example of how many kids can be made by one man in such a short amount of time. Mm-hmm. It's not possible for women to make that many children in that short amount of time.
How, I can't remember, how did they actually start finding out? Because I swear someone saw, oh yeah, like the story broke and then some, basically people started seeing the woman on TV and was like, you look really like that lady.
So there was
who was your doctor? Something like that.
Yeah, so there's this lady who, and it's so weird because she said her story. Okay, so growing up, I was convinced I was adopted.
Really?
I had no...
Even though you literally look exactly like her.
No, I don't.
You're so dramatic. What is wrong with you?
No, like, sincerely, I was convinced for years that I was adopted. Right? And I was, I couldn't wait to find out that I was. I was like, it's going to be such a good story when I find that, oh my God, yeah, and it's going to be this sad story.
Yeah.
And I remember this woman on the train, who used to sit across from me, we used to get on the train maybe around the same time, and I thought she looked like me.
Right.
And I used to think, that was my real mum. I swear to God, right?
You're so annoying.
As a kid, I was like a pathological liar, and also a storyteller. Like, I would just used to like, make up stories in my head. And I'd convinced myself that this woman, like she really looked like me. So when that girl was telling the story about, like, her saying to her family, like, I know I'm adopted, just tell me. I was like, oh, my God, I can relate.
Oh, my God, you are such... Oh, my God.
But I really wanted to be.
Damn.
And it's not because I don't love my mum. Like, yeah. I love my parents, really. It's just like the drama of it all.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's funny that you were adopted.
I am starting to understand that young Talani just loved a good bit of drama.
I did love the drama. According to her story, she was actually adopted. And I think that kind of made her start looking into like who her parents were. No, she wasn't adopted. They told her that you're not adopted, but...
Yeah, but... mum went to the sperm... The sperm, they would have thought it was the dad. Mum went to a fertility doctor.
Mum went to a fertility doctor. And that's why you look different to everyone else because your dad's actually not your dad. It was someone else's sperm that was used to make you.
Mm-hmm.
And they just assumed, again, it was just a young doctor.
Yeah.
But clearly not.
Awful. Really, really awful. I mean, I've always thought, oh, maybe one day I'll find, because I'm an only child, so I'm like, maybe there is another...
How would you feel? Oh my God, this is so salacious. So, a friend of mine, her dad died, and then at the funeral, she found out he had another family.
Oof, rough.
Right?
Yeah, I've always wondered if that's going to happen to me.
How?
I don't know. I joke about it, my mum does not laugh. She's not abusing the slang.
I'm like, oh my God, great.
I hope I find it. She's like, stop saying that.
Do you know what I hear with that? Because when my dad died, we went to Nigeria for the funeral. I was like, I know I'm going to have younger siblings.
Bro, like.
I was like, I can't wait to be angry. Like, I just know he's going to have more siblings. And I get there, I was like, no, you were the only kid. I was like, really?
Yeah, innit? You're like, surely.
Not one.
Do you know what I mean? I'm like,
yeah, I was quite disappointed. I was like, the last born.
Yeah.
I was convinced that my dad had other kids.
Really?
Yeah, just of course.
Well, yeah, how would you have felt? I know you asked, okay, how would I feel? I felt like, obviously it's not, wouldn't be great, but as in, I know, I think I would like it. But what if they were dickheads? What if I don't like
them? Just pretend you never knew.
Yeah, true, exactly. I think I would be happy because I would quite like to have a sibling. But the difficulty is, I just feel like siblings don't really bang unless you've been, like, I feel like the siblings that are really, really close, they've been like with each other for the longest. Like they've grown up, they've hated each other, then grown to love each other. They're like, that's what. It's like if I meet them now, I'm 29. Like,
yeah,
we might get on. We don't have any other history.
I do wonder if these siblings, because some of them had like known each other, have been like, oh, we went to the same school, or our kids go to the same school. I would love to know what happens now. Do they all meet up?
Mm.
Do they talk to each other? Because I feel like they should, just in case that it was all in the same kind of area, right?
Yeah.
Dating wise, and like your kids marrying their cousins and things like that, because nobody knows. So I would absolutely love to know if they will like catch up.
Well, that's why there was a max, or that's why he said that there was a max of three, because they don't want people to, what do you call it, basically like get with each other.
Yeah
Even like where my in Jamaica, in that little place that everyone like we're from, you have to be so careful. Like, nobody dates in that because you'll be dating your cousin.
You'll be related, yeah.
You'll literally be dating your cousin. Also, the bit in the documentary, I know we spoke a little bit about this before, but the bit in the documentary where his daughter reveals that she went to him for her own gynecological appointments is just, honestly, my heart was broken for her.
And in that moment, do we know if he knew?
I don't know. I feel like, I don't know. I have no idea.
Because that's the thing. If you've now, like, had 91 kids, I assume he doesn't know all of them.
That's true.
I assume he just maybe didn't think, maybe not all of them took, or some of them took. Actually, no, he did know her because he visited her. She had a picture of him.
Gosh,
with him.
Almighty.
Yeah, he did know her. He did know her.
God. Yeah, that documentary was crazy. But it was a good documentary. And I think there was a bit at the end. Basically, it was talking about how, obviously, you know, in America, they have, like, state laws and federal laws.
Yeah.
So in that state where that happened, I think it's now been outlawed.
Mm-hmm.
Like, fertility doctors inseminating their own patients. I'm sorry, that should be a given. Just saying. That should be a given. But it's not been outlawed, like, everywhere, like, all in America.
So it can still happen legally.
It can still happen. And I think it's not, you don't get, like, hella jail time. Because how much jail time did he get? Not loads.
He didn't get loads. In the first court, it really bothered me because I think the judge was really sympathetic towards him and I didn't understand where her sympathy was coming from.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. This man is inseminating people without consent with his own sperm, and then what he had to do, I think that's what made me feel the most sick and disgusted, was that he had to go ejaculate before he came there with the fresh sperm.
Right.
So he left them there, went to go not, and then come back with it and put it, like, as in... I didn't understand why the judge was like, oh, you poor man, you're trying to help families. Because he wasn't. It was like, clearly it was something that was quite sick.
Yeah, it was very, very sick. I felt so, so, so sorry for the women who went to this person for help and, you know, were mistreated. Awful. Awful,
yeah.
Awful. Very good documentary, but trigger warning, it's rough.
Yeah, it's a lot sicker than what I thought it would be from the trailer. Like, the trailer was already quite sick, but it's a lot sicker.
Yeah.
And I'm really here for documentaries that, like, add a bit of, like, acting and drama to it. I think they're great.
Oh, really?
I think all documentaries should have some kind of, like... It reminds... Do you remember back in the days, really, really olden days, documentaries about, like, I murdered my boyfriend or whatever, I married my killer? There was always that, like, reactment that was done really badly.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Sometimes
that was done
shit.
Really, really badly. But I do think it adds the drama to the documentary. Because there's hearing a story and there's seeing it played out.
That's true. That's true. Yeah, sometimes you need to be able to visualise it.
Yeah.
That's true. That's true. Well, watch Our Father with care. But if you don't want to watch Our Father, Bullshit the Game Show.
Bullshit. If there was any game show that I would murk...
You'd be so good.
It would be Bullshit and it would be Deal or No Deal.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like Deal or No Deal is like luck, though, no?
Yeah, because there was no questions.
Right, okay.
So anything that didn't involve questions.
Okay.
The Cube, I would have smashed the Cube.
Okay.
What else is there?
What's that one with the three? The Chase. Would you be good at that?
Oh, no.
Questions.
I'd be really bad at The Chase.
Right.
And there would be another one which I would absolutely have never done, was Million Dollar Drop.
Ooh.
Watching that used to give me, like, high blood pressure.
You know what I would think I'd be really good at? This is time ago. I don't know if you ever watched it. Catchphrase? Did you ever watch that?
Yes.
Catchphrase.
Yes. Oh, my God. Speaking of old TV shows, whoever is a commissioner out there, whoever has the power, please, for the love of God, bring back Golden Balls.
Oh, my God. What was that about again?
Oh,
I forget.
My
This is ages
gosh.
Ago.
They had, like, balls in front of them, two people playing against each other. The best bit was at the end bit.
Oh, my
where
God,
they had
the snake. Oh my God.
So good.
Oh my. Okay, yeah. So wait, explain the bit at the end.
So the bit at the end is basically, let's say, like, we've now played this game and we have accumulated $100,000.
Mm-hmm.
So it's either steal or share.
Yeah.
Those are the two balls you get to pick.
Steal or share, yeah.
And you can do steal or share as well. So my thing is to convince you to be like, no, babe, honestly, I'm going to share with you.
Yeah, say we have like $100,000.
Yeah, I'm going to share with you. I understand your story. I know you've got kids. Yeah. I know you've got so much to be
Promise
working
I would
for.
Never,
I would
ever
never,
do that to
I am
you,
a
babe.
Child of God.
Yeah.
I love the Lord.
Yeah.
I would never do that to you. So you believe me. You're like, hey, cool, I'll do share too. If we both say share, we share the money.
Mm-hmm.
But if someone says steal and you say share, I get to steal all the money.
And if you're both snakes, then you both get nothing
get
for being
nothing.
Low down, dirty ass hoes.
Oh my God.
But I know that you would say steal no matter what.
Absolutely.
You're such a little.
I would absolutely say steal no matter what because it's either
an awful.
You're going to sound such an awful person.
You've come on here, you said you're a pathological liar.
I was. As a kid, but who wasn't as a kid? Everybody was a liar.
I wasn't a pathological liar.
You used to lie as a kid.
No! you say it as if it's a common... This is not common.
All kids lie.
Not like you, sister. No. No. On God, I was not lying.
Really?
Yeah.
One of my best lies was... I remember it was in sociology. I remember like, we had, like, I don't know. And, like, I'd convinced my sociology teacher that my stepdad was white for no reason. I don't
know.
I don't even have a stepdad.
Didn't even have a... I was like, what stepdad are you talking about? What is
my mum never remarried. I think we were talking about race. I was like, yeah, I really understand because my stepdad is white.
What is wrong with you?
But it was like for jokes, isn't it? No, no one can tell me not every kid used to lie for no reason.
No.
Just for jokes.
No.
I lie today, right? But I need to like, but I used to like Uber drivers and stuff.
Okay.
It's not like, I wear you off the wall. I just make up a story. I just like, oh, I just met some guy online, so we're going to go see. Yeah? I just make up stories.
Oh my God, I literally never do that.
I do it all the time.
That's so interesting.
I just have to make up stories.
I've learned more about you on this podcast, honestly, than in any other time.
I am sure anybody listening can know that they can lie. Everybody lies. It was a good time to lie.
So Bullshit the Game Show, the premise is literally lying.
Yes.
You have like three sort of, there's a contestant and then obviously the host. And then there's three people who are judging whether the person is lying about whether they know the answer to the trivia questions or not.
Yes.
Right? Also the people that are judging are trying to get an accurate answer or an accurate read as to whether the person is lying so that they can be the next person to play the show.
You've made that sound so complicated.
I just wanted people to know that. I wanted people to know that the judges of the one who's lying have a vested interest in getting it right.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? Because they want to play next. Anyway, so...
We're not helping. Watch the show.
Just watch the show.
Just watch the show. And you know what? We're going to play it.
We're going to play it right now.
We're going to play it right now. So give you an example of what it is. We're going to play it better. Okay.
Okay, wait, shit. Let me get my question.
So...
Well, I don't know
the question I have as a contestant is,
okay,
which is the easiest way to tell the age of many trees?
So what are the different options?
A, to measure the width of the tree. B, to count the rings on the trunk. C, to count the numbers of leaves. D, to measure the height of the tree. So the answer is, and I actually do know this because I studied geography GCSE. I genuinely did. So we had to pick between history or geography, and I picked geography. And the answer is the rings around the trunk. Sorry. So when you cut down a tree, you can see how many rings it's got around it. That's how you know how old it is. Do you think I'm lying or do you think I'm telling the truth?
I think you're telling the truth.
Yeah, that's the correct answer.
Yeah, it is. I mean, your explanation was trash, but I do believe you.
That's how I know,
but it was because you were like, I was like, when you said I did geography GCSE, I was like, I don't believe that, but... Then I was like, actually, that does kind of make sense.
But I did the geography GCSE.
Did you?
Yeah, it was either that or history. And I picked geography. Hold tight the rocks. Igneous rock. That's all I remember from that GCSE.
Who's rock?
Igneous. But yeah, that is the premise. Do you want to do one more?
Yeah, let's do one more.
Okay. What is the rarest blood type? A, O, B, A, C, B, D, A, B, negative.
What's that? C is what?
C is B and D is AB negative. What is their rarest blood type?
Okay, what's the answer?
The answer is...
It's hard, isn't it?
Because I have no idea. No, I do. The answer is O. And the reason why I know that is because I'm black, right? So it's really important that you do your blood test in order to know if you have sickle cell trait. Am I lying or is that the truth? Was that right?
That's not the rarest, I don't think. Oh. Doesn't strike me as
rare. How many people do you hear called O's? Either A or thingy or
no, I always hear like O neg, but like never. I never hear AB.
Just O by itself.
I think you're bullshitting.
No, I am.
You know why I thought you were bullshitting? Because you said, because I'm black. That feels like not enough of a justification.
The answer is AB negative, and I actually should know that. That's actually really bad.
I never hear that.
Yeah. Okay. And I've actually done a blood test as well, so I should know that.
Have you? Okay. I'm ready.
Okay.
No, but sorry, I'm laughing at the lie.
I already know you're lying. I already know you're bullshitting.
But can I tell you the lie? Okay, so my question is, which 2 months are named after emperors of the Roman Empire?
Okay.
A, January... Sorry.
Okay, go on.
A, January and February. B, March and April.
Yep.
C, May and June. Mm-hmm. D, July and August.
Okay.
So the answer is May and June.
Okay.
I'm so sorry. So... back in the day, there were these emperors in the Roman Empire.
May and June.
Mavis
and Junebug. You don't know it, you're bullshitting. That's not the right answer. That's bullshit.
No, can you let me land?
Okay, go on.
So there were, to be honest with you, so one of them was called Mavis, but actually it was the wife of an emperor. He loved this wife so much, like literally went to war for her and everything.
How did you learn about this?
I did classics for A-level, and I genuinely did class for A-level.
Don't think you can lower your tone and try to get serious. It's going to make me believe you even
honestly,
more.
On God, Google right now, Mavis.
You said God when you were lying. You said on God.
I don't know about Mavis.
God, you actually said God when you're lying.
I'm so sorry.
You're so disgusting. I call bullshit.
Yeah, that was bullshit.
Of course, what was the right answer?
July and August.
So yeah, that's the premise of the show.
Oh God.
Honestly, it is. Woo. The show is so much fun.
What's the show?
It's genuinely so much fun. And if it ever comes to the UK, I even want to host it. I want to play it. I want to play it so.
You would be
It is such a good show. And the contestants are really quite like, they're like snappy and quite like, you know, yeah. They've got a funny story to tell.
Yeah.
The host is really good. It's a proper like game show host.
Yeah.
And I think he used to host Deal or No Deal with America.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Do you know what? One of the episodes, yeah, and when I watched it, I was like, that would be me. There was a guy, yeah. This is a bit of a spoiler, but he's not on it for very long. It was a guy who came on to play and he had a question and he was like, yeah, okay, so the answer is C. And he goes, yeah, so, yeah, yeah.
Some people are such bad liars. Like,
this man couldn't lie to lie me. I said, why did you go on bullshit, please? Why did you go on bullshit? You knew what the premise was.
It is so good. The first episode, I think, it's called Love the Way You Lie.
It's just so good.
It's been a good TV show to watch.
Mate.
And honestly, I'm going to have a games night and play this show. If they never make one in the UK, I'm going to make one myself. Because I think such a good show.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And do it in teams, and then you have to go up and like everyone can create the lie together. That's a really good idea.
Yeah. Let's get a pub together. I get Netflix to sponsor
really
it.
Yeah.
And then it can be a way to promote bullshit the game show in the UK.
Wait, Tanya, that's a really good. We should do a live show and everyone has to come on the stage and do it.
Yeah. Marketing genius.
She's not a host of 10-10 for nothing.
For nothing. But yeah, honestly, do watch that show. I actually really, really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I want Netflix to do more game show type stuff.
Yeah, because what was the other game show that we were talking about the other day? Oh, Is It Cake?
Yes, Is It Cake.
They're starting to do more of those.
Shiny floor stuff works. Like, people just enjoy it. It's easy to watch. It's not every time you want to be deep, right?
Yeah,
you just want to watch something and have a good time and see if you're stupid or smart.
Okay.
But yeah, watch that show.
That was really funny. I'm just over Mavis. I don't know where I was going with that.
It made no sense as well, your lie. At least all my lies made sense.
Yours did. You're really good at it.
Because I'm a good bullshitter.
Yeah, you are.
But aside from bullshitting our father, what else would you recommend for this week?
Ooh.
I'll go first. I'm going to recommend Bling Empire. It's back for season 2.
Yeah.
If you watch the first one, it's just really rich people, right?
Yeah.
And I love watching rich people because they are so ridiculous with the money.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So it's just, I can't remember where it's based, but yeah, it's a bunch of rich people who just live a very rich life and yeah, have a great time doing it. And I would just say watch it just to see luxury. But I always feel like when you have too much money, it's not luxury. It's like, gets a bit tacky.
Oh, 100%. I feel like a lot of rich people are tacky.
Yeah, okay, cool.
A lot of rich, and they can't dress. Rich people can't dress.
I don't know what's wrong with them.
It's very odd. Very,
like,
very odd.
It's that they just want to wear all the designers in one outfit.
It's all very
interesting. But yeah, I really enjoy Blink
Empire.
Give me
that money for
and
a
second.
And
it's a lot of plastic surgery, sweet Jesus.
Mm.
Yeah. But still watch it.
You know what? I'm not necessarily recommending this, but I want to speak about it because I just started watching it. And it's like one of those classic shows that a lot of particularly men say is really good. And that's Better Call Saul. Have you ever watched that?
Never heard of it.
It's it's like in the same vein as like... Breaking Bad and all them, man. Like, that kind of... Mm. Look, here's what it is, guys. If you watch Better Call Saul, can you please tell me when it gets good? It is so slow.
Is it about drugs?
It's about, like, a lawyer. I want to continue with Better Call Saul because I really want to be a part of the discourse, you know? I've got to start dating.
What's
at
the
some
premise
point.
Of it?
I've got to have something to talk about with
what Ben. TV show have you watched Impressed the Man?
Ooh, The Wire. 100, 100, 100, 100. The Wire is the easiest one. A Black Man? The Wire.
So I haven't watched The Wire.
I know you haven't.
But I read the synopsis to impress
someone. Impress man, innit? They love it. They love it. They love The Wire. I literally watched it too. That's the only reason I watched it.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. When I first started watching Power, I was because of that as well.
Ah, Power is the other one.
Yeah, it was because of that. I mean, eventually I did actually start liking Power. But my thing with Power is, I'll be honest, I only like the sex.
Right.
And like the love bits. All of the druggy stuff, I don't give a heck.
Mm.
When is Angela going to have sex?
Right. Listen, I stopped watching Power because I thought, I'm seeing her tits more than I see my own tits.
When
every minute
is the sex
going
to happen?
Oh, you know, I didn't love it because I don't like cheating, so.
I'll get over it.
Anyway.
who doesn't cheat? But yeah, that's it. So this week, we are recommending Our Father.
Yeah.
Bullshit
the game show.
And Bling Empire.
Yes. And please tell me if you've seen Better Call Saul.
Can you say that title again? What are you saying?
Better Call Saul.
Is that one word?
No, you better call. Saul is the man.
Oh, Better Call Saul. Oh. Yeah. I thought you said one English word I'd never heard before. I was just nodding along.
No, his name's Saul and you better call him because he'll help you because he's a lawyer.
Better Call Saul. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Makes sense. All right, cool.
All right, that is it for this week.
Sure is.
Next week is a very exciting day for me and me alone because it's Stranger Things Day! Stranger Things season 4. It's coming now. Thank you, God. Listen, Stranger Things is a happy day, not just for me, but every single person that works at Netflix.
Stranger things are happening.
That's all you can contribute to this conversation for now.
Yeah, that's all I
but
have.
But Tamani will be
I'm
watching
I'm going to watch it. So my challenge is to watch it and catch up.
Exactly. So next week, obviously, it comes out. We will be having a discussion on all things Stranger Things. But until then, please tweet us at using the hashtag 1010woodrecommend. Comment on all of our TikTok videos because the men are very unhappy about the conversation we had about men in the gym last week.
The men are furious. Do you want to read some of their reactions?
Yeah. Okay.
So last week we spoke about men just like being noisy in a gym for no reason.
But in the bedroom,
expressing,
they're quiet.
Yeah, exactly. Being very quiet in the bedroom.
But in the bedroom, they're doing up mime.
Yeah.
you know,
so, you know, the video went up on TikTok. Yeah. Many people viewed it.
Yeah.
One man accused me in June of having wizard sleeves. That's why.
What?
Did you not see that coming?
No. Wizard sleeves? What's that?
Like fat vaginas. That's why they're not moaning.
Oh, my
Did
God.
You miss that comment? That was a funny...
Wizard sleeves.
He was like, well, clearly you have wizard sleeves. Sure.
I'm actually fuming. Nah, I'm actually fucking fuming because our videographer's laughing. What the fuck? Are you joking?
Yeah, because that's why he's not moaning, because he can't feel nothing, because our sleeves are so wide and open. It's got all the space inside.
My thing is, if you're getting defensive in the comments, you're the guy that we're talking about.
Of course
about.
It is.
You're
of course
the
it
guy
is.
We're talking about. You don't have to be quiet.
What were your favourite comments?
Okay, I did screenshot one. Oh, it was just, I was going to screenshot this just to be a dickhead, but it was just a guy saying, you know what, that was genuinely funny, and I never find women actually funny. Well done. And no, you didn't need my acceptance. No, we fucking didn't, Junior Rudo JI90. We didn't, all right? But thank you anyway. Thank you anyway.
I want to speak to someone and find out the root of why people say women are not funny. Now, where does that come from?
I don't know. I don't know.
Because someone did a great tweet the other day that was like, women are actually really funny, ha ha ha. And someone replied and was like, yeah, because past generations didn't let them talk. That's why we didn't know. And like, I'm not one to find women oppression and hilarious, but I thought that was so funny.
It's actually so true. Can you imagine how much jokes? They probably had jokes
they
for
had
days
jokes
back
for
in
years.
The day.
I was going to say our slave ancestors were probably hilarious.
They
their dark
jokes.
Comedy would have been hilarious.
They had jokes. Fucking Mavis of the Roman Empire.
Jokes.
She would have had jokes for days.
The women, Emily Bonte. Jokes.
I don't even know if her name is actually Emily, you know.
Did you make that up?
Chatting. I don't know. I think it is Emily.
I think it is. Emily Bonte sounds familiar.
Yeah.
Whoever William Shakespeare was dating, she probably was funny as well. If we let them talk, we would have found out.
Funny women. Put us on that. What's that drunk history thing? We should be on drunk history and talk about the funny women.
Funny women in history, yeah.
Hire
Do you reckon
us.
The women in the Bible were funny?
They were, yeah. They
Do you
were.
Reckon?
100%. 100. Do you think Mary was funny?
Mary Magdalene. The prostitute.
Yeah.
Should have been in Barrel Laughs.
Well.
But yeah, that's it. Are you still finding this? Are you finding this reply?
Oh, sorry, no. There's genuinely too many comments because Rich is so popular and, you know, the video went viral. But anyway, there's too many comments. All of it is just women agreeing with us. That's why I didn't see the wizard sleeves thing.
Yeah, he said we had the wizard sleeves. And sure, sir, I do. And now what? What happens?
You're still a mute.
You're still not talking.
All right, let's wrap it up.
Okay, for it's over now. Thank you guys very much. I've been Talani. You can find me at Tolly_T on Instagram and Twitter.
And you can find me at Smargina, that's G-E-N-A, on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. And you can find at Netflix UK on all social media platforms, but it's at Netflix on TikTok.
Yes, so be sure to watch Our Father, Bleak Empire, Bullshit, the game show, and Stranger Things that's going to be coming out next week.
Yeah!